Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Going to the air again. That pass is high. Oh, what a one-handed grab by Pearsall. And then he took a pop at the 30-yard line. There's a flag for that. Oh, unbelievable catch.
Oh, number one set it up so nice, too. He knew he was going up with one hand the entire time. Little ball was a little high, and one jumps up there and snags it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was from the Florida Radio Network. Go check that catch out if you can. One-handed grab against, I believe, Charlotte earlier last year. Let's welcome in Jennifer Lee Chan. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. Jennifer, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Sorry, it's a little windy right now. I'm going to get into my car, so it'll be a little quiet, but it might be a little noisy for about the next 15 seconds.
Okay, no problem at all.
It's windy outside. What the heck?
Yeah, I know it. Let me ask you this. I'll just start here. Were you surprised by the pick or not?
I was not surprised it was a wide receiver, but it was not a guy who was on my radar at all. But obviously, he was on the 49ers radar. And after watching his highlights, you understand why. I mean, you just had that that play on where he had that one-handed catch against Charlotte, and wow, he gets popped by both two defenders, one on each side, still managed to keep the ball in his hands, and just like a tough, smart receiver, which is what they need.
Jennifer, I'm so conflicted because earlier this week there was whispers and rumors about maybe Ayuk gets traded. Now the same whispers are out there about Debo. Do you think this pick and the position signals that something's up and maybe Ayuk or Debo are not a 49er come Monday?
No, I don't think they trade either of them, especially after getting through the first round of the draft, because if they were going to accept a trade offer from anyone, I think it would have had to have included a top 10 or top 15 at least pick, because those are two guys that have been, you know, you can tell that they've got such good production. They've, you know, historically been great for the offense, and you know, they're proven. You're not going to go and give away your proven receivers for a guy who's a second round pick. I just don't think it's going to happen. There's going to have to be incredible compensation, and in the second round of the draft, I just don't think any other team can do it. And I honestly never thought they were going to trade either of them. So I figured they would take a skill player in that first round, just because even though there was all that talk about offensive line, I think a skill player is what changes your game, and that's what you take as your first pick in the draft.
Jennifer Lee Chan joining us on 95.7 The Game. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. Yeah, I don't know why, but when I saw the pick, my first thought was, well, they're not moving Debo or Brandon Ayuk because there's no way they're going into what they still think is a championship window with a rookie wide receiver. Like in their starting lineup. So I guess my question to you is, assuming those two guys are kept, how much playing time or what role do you realistically see for Ricky Pearsall?
I mean, I think they'll see how it goes. But, I mean, also, again, he's a smart wide receiver. I mean, Kyle Shanahan said that more than once, which means that his kind of development is going to be a little bit faster than we've seen from other wide receivers that they've picked in the draft. So I think he's going to be involved quickly. He's also a punt returner, kick returner. I know they brought back Trent Taylor, but losing, you know, guys who have done that in the past, that's a need. I mean, we saw what happened with Ronnie Bell. They thought that he was going to be the guy, and it didn't work out. So, you know, Rayner McLeod going to Atlanta. That was a void in the roster, and so they needed to make sure they had a guy who could do it. And Trent Taylor's on a one-year deal. Maybe if Ricky Pearsall doesn't get a whole lot of playing time this first year, he definitely will get it in the second year.
Jennifer, let me ask you this. The Niners pick with the 63rd pick in the second round about a few hours. Do you have a gauge of what position you think they'll go with that pick?
I think they go defense. I honestly think they go cornerback. I mean, you look at how many offensive players were picked in that first round. There's still a lot of talent on that, on the defensive side that are available in the draft. I mean, so many guys that can fill in at nickel or at corner. I mean, we saw that was a definite need in last season's defense. You know, Diamante Lenore can play inside, but then they're vulnerable on the outside. So they really need to get a guy who can play the nickel position. Diamante Lenore's coverage skills are so good. I don't know why you would move him in the inside to the inside unless you really have to. So I think they're looking for a nickel, leave Diamante Lenore, Charvarius Ward on the outside, and then looking ahead, both of those two cornerbacks are free agents coming in 2025.
Jennifer Lee Chan joining us on 95.7 The Game. The one guy whose name I'd heard was Nate Wiggins, who went one selection above the Niners. Do you think he was somebody that they were interested in? And then let me just ask you, maybe you don't know this, but where did you see Pearsall in most of the mock drafts? What was the earliest you saw him on most of the mock drafts?
For Pearsall, I saw him kind of early day two. I think one of the things about the draft is that, you know, there's maybe 20 guys who are going to be instant starters that you look at when you are looking nationally. After that, you've got kind of guys who maybe second round grades that teams are reaching for at the end of the first round. But I think he had a first round grade from the 49ers. I don't know for sure, but it seems like they were a consensus. Definitely get this guy. So I think he's going to be a game changer. I think he's going to play and as a rookie, where we haven't seen that a lot from other rookie wide receivers. Oh, I can't say that. Rookie wide receivers. But I think when you look at the second round, I think that they're going to definitely go another skill position player, and I think it's going to be cornerback.
Jennifer, I have ad nauseum said that I thought Debo and Ayuk were, you know, just one of the top-tier tandems in regard to wide receivers all year long. So you tell me if this is fair. I'm no expert, but I thought the Niners lost the Super Bowl mainly because of protection, and that's why I thought the first-round pick would go to the offensive line. But do you think the Pearsall pick signals that maybe they think they need to get more explosive on the outside with Ayuk and Debo?
You know, Pearsall has that 4.41 speed, and Kyle Shanahan said last night, you know, he is enough of a threat speed-wise to get open on a go route. I mean, like, he's going to make sure that the offense gets spread out, which is something that they've been missing. Danny Gray is a guy who didn't pan out for them. He was hurt last year. I know they really wanted to open up the offense with that speed element, and they haven't been able to do it yet. I mean, not that Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk are slow, but that extra little bit of speed makes a big difference. So I think that can really help. And the 49ers haven't lined up three wide receivers that often, and this gives them the opportunity to do that, which makes their offense have another dimension.
Jennifer Lee Chan joining us on 95.7 The Game. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall with the 31st pick in the draft. It's a wide receiver. How important do you think it is, assuming they're going to keep Ayuk and try to get him under contract, what becomes the priority now? Getting him under contract in a timely manner? Or do you expect this to be a kind of a Bosa situation?
I don't know if it necessarily gets to the Bosa situation, because you look at the wide receivers that are getting their contracts done. So that kind of sets the parameters on what they need to pay Brandon Ayuk. It's kind of what they did with Debo Samuel. Once the wide receiver contract started getting done for that year, there was a bump in how much they're getting paid this season with the cap going up. But I think when those wide receivers start getting their contract, now it sets up the 49ers to know what range to have to offer Brandon Ayuk. So I think the communication lines are obviously open. I thought that was a really funny exchange with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan last night, saying that Brandon Ayuk texted them right after they picked Ricky Pearsall, saying that it was a fire pick. So I think that also you know, it's a guy that Brandon Ayuk knows. I just don't think there's any animosity between Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, and bringing in a guy that he knows and he likes, you know, I think that also indicates that they're, you know, it's going to be a good situation for all three wide receivers. I think it gives Brock Purdy a guy who, you know, another guy to throw to. And you know, if Brandon Ayuk doesn't show up for training camp because his deal isn't done yet, Ricky Pearsall is going to get a lot of reps. So that's going to help him also get adjusted to Brock Purdy. Now, I think that, you know, you look at Brandon Ayuk and where he is in comparison to, you know, every time they've done one of these big deals, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, I think it's going to happen about the same time, a little bit closer to training camp. I think that we go through the offseason program without, you know, him being signed, but he's going to show up to mandatory minicamp because he has to. He's under contract. I just think it's going to be done eventually, like they have done in the past.
Jennifer, I told Steiny, Detroit and all the fans there, they did a wonderful job. And I know there's more rounds, but if I were to ask you what stood out night one of the draft, well, how would you answer that?
The shock when Atlanta took Michael Penix.
Wow.
That was the big one. I mean, they just agreed to pay Kirk Cousins $180 million, and they take a quarterback in the top 10.
Wow.
That was just crazy. That was the shocker. I mean, you guys have been in the media room, but it's, you know, it's about 30 cubicles. There's no windows. We've got all the TVs on, and they made that pick, and the whole room was like, what? So I think that was the shocker of the first round, but I think everything else kind of went according to plan.
Let me ask you this, before I let you go, Jennifer, and we're joined by Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area. She covers the San Francisco 49ers. You know, the other day, your colleague Matt Maiocco started to ask John Lynch a question about Brandon Ayuk's agent maybe looking for a deal for him, and John cut him off and said, we're not going to do that, or, you know, we want Brandon here. Did you interpret that as a yes, though, in terms of they have given Brandon some permission to go sniff around?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. He just wanted to keep everything under wraps, which is the way John Lynch has operated since he took the role. And don't forget, John Lynch is friends with Brandon Ayuk's agent. They have known each other for quite some time. So I think, you know, it's an amicable relationship. I just don't think there's going to be any contention between the two parties. I think there's kind of this like, hey, it's going to get done. We'll figure it out. It's just going to take, you know, figuring out those smaller details. And that's what happened with Debo Samuel. I mean, I think they had the numbers, but it was trying to figure out, you know, where it would all fall within the contract, the guarantees, injury outs, all that stuff. I think, you know, it's the smaller details. I think the numbers are kind of in place. When you look at, you know, all the other wide receivers that have done deals, they know the range. It's just the smaller aspects of the contract that'll need to get figured out.
Jennifer, one little quick one here. What position on the O-line do you think needs the most attention?
Guard. Guard or center. It's got to be a guy who can play all three interior positions. Aaron Banks is a free agent next year. John Feliciano said this is his last ride. So you've got two guard positions that are going to need to be filled in 2025. I don't think Spencer Burford is long for this roster after what happened in the Super Bowl. And I think they're going to look for a guy who's interior. I think they're actually set for this year. I know fans go nuts and they're like, why are they taking offensive line in this first round? But honestly, by the time they got to the 31st pick, there wasn't a guy who was worth them reaching for it, right? Mm-hmm. So all the high talent guys went in the first, you know, 10 to 15 picks. And then once you get to 31st, okay, then it's more worth it to get a wide receiver who's going to be able to change your game than an offensive tackle who may or may not be able to play this year. But they are going to, you know, continue to look forward. I expect them to take an offensive lineman at some point in this draft. Just not sure where it is. I don't think it's in the second round.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining
us.
Great info. Have a great rest of the weekend covering the NFL draft.
Thank you. Hope to talk to you guys soon.
All right. That's Jennifer Lee Chan. She covers the San Francisco 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area.
And she echoes, well, you're smiling, but she doesn't think a trade is coming.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.